Welcome to the Political Cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the second hour of tonight's live broadcast of the Political Cesspool radio program. James Edwards, Keith Alexander in studio here in Memphis, Tennessee on this, is today Groundhog's Day? It is Groundhog's Day, February 2nd. Did he see a shadow today? Okay. All right, so I don't know what that meant, but I know he's only right about 30% of the time, so he's... Right.
And if it's overcast and he doesn't see a shadow...
I guess it has to deal with if the sun's shining. Anyway, but today is Groundhog Day. I hope it stays cold because I hate the summers here so bad. Any extra reprieve I get from them is welcome. Anyway, we're here in Memphis. It's Groundhog Day. Going out to the AFM affiliates. We're syndicated. We're here at our flagship station, and we're ready to continue on with talk radio, the likes of which you won't find anywhere else except for here on the Liberty News Radio Network. We talked about women's now being cleared to serve on the front lines. Again, folks, Jared Taylor coming up at the bottom of the third hour to review his excellent column. But I just have some pretty basic points on this. To have women serving in the military in any capacity other than nurses and secretaries is absurd. But to have them serving as combat troops on the front lines of war, that's a disgrace to them, to the country, to our men, and to everyone who allowed them to do so. You know, when I think about women in war, the only time that's appropriate is if it's a sorority house pillow fight, in which case they need to invite me and Keith over. But... All right, but seriously, that was a joke, if my wife's listening. How far do you think the advance on Normandy Beach would have gotten if it had been a bunch of girls storming the beach? And that, you know, think of it in that context, because I think that's a pretty fair assessment. But Leon Panetta said it's a great day now that our daughters and sisters and mothers and wives can serve on the front lines along with our brave men. Does anyone outside of the establishment media and a few politicians think this is a good idea? And by that, I mean, does any normal person think this is a good idea? I have to think far less than 10%.
Look, the modern American military is totally sold out to political correctness. Gary Roughhead, who is in charge of the U.S. Naval Academy, and General Bernard Casey, who is in charge of the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, have a two-tiered admission system trying to get all minorities, including women, into the officer corps and to reduce the numbers of white males. Whatever happened to Admiral Hyman Rickover's Why Not the Best Nuclear Navy that he created back in the 50s and 60s. Of course, that type of thinking is now passé. They would rather be politically correct than to be an effective fighting force. And it's part of an even larger dynamic in American culture today. There seems to be a premium on, one, mannish women, and two, effeminate men. If you want your star to rise in either private sector or public sector employment, and of course the U.S. military is officially public sector employment, then be either a mannish woman or an effeminate man, like Colin Powell, for example. Colin Powell became the first black man to become head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, basically by being the most innocuous black man in the military. He made Captain Kangaroo look like Rambo. Okay, and that's why he got the position he got. Now, there was an athletic director from Memphis State University who lost his job and went to the University of Nevada at Las Vegas named Charles Cavagnaro. And he made comments about Title IX, gender equity, being forced down the throats of athletic departments in Division I schools like the University of Memphis, formerly Memphis State, at the time. And he said that basically This is putting a premium on, he said it's going to be the Full Employment Act for lesbians. They were creating all these sports with full ride scholarships for women who basically didn't want to play these sports. Things like field hockey, for example, showed up as scholarship sports in the Southeastern Conference when no high schools in the South even played field hockey. But they were so desperate to boost up the numbers to satisfy the commissars of the EEOC and the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which had now Title IX added to it, which was gender equity. They were cutting back longstanding men's programs of sports like wrestling teams and creating new teams for women. They even tried to make cheerleading a sport at one time, but the lesbians didn't like that because lesbians weren't overly represented in the ranks of cheerleaders, apparently. So this is what's behind it, and as a result, we are offending the rest of the world, particularly the Muslim world, by sending out these female troops into the Arabian Peninsula. You know, all the big hubbub about the Abu Ghraib prison scandal back during the Iraq War was primarily because I had that picture of that female American soldier leading an Arab man around with a dog collar and a leash, okay? So consequently, you know, they're causing untold problems for themselves. It causes problems in the Mideast when they have a woman, a dyke woman like Hillary Clinton, being the head representative of the United States government over there. But they don't care. They don't care who they offend, as long as they don't offend, one, Jews, and two, certified protected minorities like blacks, American Indians, or Hispanics.
And obviously now the newest and most favored protected class of the day, homosexuals. And I know we have a caller. We're going to get to him right after the break. We have less than a minute before that break. If he'll be patient enough to wait with us, we'd love to hear what he had to say, what he has to say. But this is a disgrace across the board. Again, we're going to be talking about it more at the bottom of the third hour. But this has really gotten under my skin. And I was watching, and we have a video, a news video, a news report about this story at thepoliticalcesspool.org. And it has these two obviously homosexual male commentators saying, "Oh, how great. Yeah, a lot of these girls could kick my rear end. Yeah, they're going to be a great asset to the Army." Imagine these girls going over there and getting, you know, stabbed, shot, killed, screaming. They cannot serve in combat. They weren't built for that. They physically can't handle it. They're not tough enough. They're not strong enough. It's going to be, listen, if I was, well, first of all, America's never going to go into a real war again. But just police actions, I guess, because we couldn't win one. We'll talk about it on the flip side. We'll be back.
Don't go away. There's more Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
If you're at all like me, you have a tough time remembering appointments and events. But ladies and gentlemen, I have the answer. It's a premier service on the internet called Memo to Me. It's free. You ought to try it. Now I never miss the honey-do items for my wife or the important business meetings. They have strict privacy protection. That means they will release your email address to no one ever. You will not get spam because of Memo to Me. Unmatched dependability. Ladies and gentlemen, these folks have been around since 1998, and they are absolutely up online all the time to send you your reminders and appointments. They have rock-solid reliability. They have 5 redundant internet connections, diesel-powered generators backing up the system. I'm telling you, Memo to Me is the premier reminder service on the internet. It's free. You ought to give it a try. And, oh, by the way, if you're not available at your computer to get your email reminders, they can even send a reminder to your cell phone or pager. I use MemoToMe.com daily and highly recommend it to you. MemoToMe.com. Memo to Me.
A backpack is more than just a bag, it's a statement. Whether you're a student or a professional, are traveling the world or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The professional and the executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
When the truth is found to be. Welcome back. To get on the political cesspool, call us on James's dime, toll-free, at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
All right, right back into the show, talking about women in combat. Operation Let Them Get Raped, as our friend Sam has called it, very accurately put. Curtis in North Dakota has been waiting patiently. Curtis, you're on the political cesspool with James and Keith.
Okay, James, Keith, you know, I discovered your show, I think, mid-last year. Well, I would say 90% of what you say I agree with, but this issue, like a lot, like a few others, I have to basically, you know, throw the BS flag on. Okay, now, you said it's very despicable and disgusting, you know, women are serving. Well, what makes that any different than sending, you know, men to go die? And all these useless wars, okay, which brings me to another question, you know, why does America, you know, glamorize militarism? You know, what is so, you know, glorious about, you know, getting your legs blown off, coming back maimed, okay, being used like a pawn, and so forth? And I've asked myself that for years, okay.
Okay, let me answer that. This is Keith, Curtis. Look, we're not militarists. We don't like America assuming the role of being the policeman for one world government or the police force for one world government. We hate these police actions. We think that the only time that you can have a constitutional war is when America is being invaded and Congress is asked to declare war. And quite frankly, we shouldn't be electing people to Congress that are going to commit American lives and American money to defending people across the globe who, quite frankly, hate our guts. So don't get it twisted, as the rappers say here in Memphis. On the other hand, this is part of a larger program. Like I said, there's a premium in politically correct culture worldwide today for mannish women and effeminate men. And this is just one manifestation of it. Why in the world do our elites want mannish women, or why do they want to encourage women to be mannish, and why do they want to encourage men to be effeminate? Well, one of the things we know about the UN, one of the things we know about the Bilderbergers, one of the things we know about the Bohemian Grove, groups like that, is that they think that there are too many human beings on planet Earth. And they think that we should basically reduce the numbers to about 1/4 of what they are today. Well, when you have mannish women and effeminate men, women aren't attracted to effeminate men. Men aren't attracted to mannish women. So it's a very useful method for suppressing fertility. And as you notice, they tend to focus on white Gentiles. Again, all the time. That's what they want to do. Now, this is why homosexuality is being promoted, because homosexuals, surprise, surprise, don't reproduce. And they don't want us reproducing. They particularly don't want white Gentiles reproducing. And if they can get any other groups to stop reproducing, that's just icing on the cake for them. So think of it in those terms, if you would, Curtis. It's not that we are trying to reserve the God-given right to catch a bullet for Uncle Sam for men. We don't think we ought to be involved in any of these foreign wars. Well, we don't have a legitimate interest in it, and the interests of America as a nation aren't served at all by these wars.
Well, yeah, exactly. I tried to wake other people up about the Jewish influence in America, and then people will obviously know they're so brainwashed. They'll say, "Oh, well, the Holocaust happened." I said, "Well, no. What about the Bolsheviks? Okay, the Jews put communism into Russia, killed half the population,
right?
And these are white Christians, okay? But yet you don't hear about a homage to those people and our public school system." And I've tried to wake people up about the issue of mass immigration. I've said, "Okay, well, after 1965, okay, America became less white. And now, believe it or not, okay, white America, whether you like it or not, if you guys do not wake the hell up to what's going on, then you guys will be a minority in your own country." But it, apparently nowadays, Keith, it seems as if, young white men, they're more concerned about playing Xbox, the Super Bowl, just, being fat, dumb, and happy.
Yep.
And as the saying goes, Keith, you can't fix stupid. And that's what America has become.
Well, Curtis, James here now. I agree with you 100%. We've been talking about that and infusing that point time and time again over the course of the 8 years we've been on the air, and we agree with you wholeheartedly. Let's go to another caller, Chris in Alaska, all the way up in Alaska, listening to the Cesspool tonight. Chris, you're on the line.
James and Keith, it's a pleasure to talk to you two gentlemen again. I just wanted to make a quick comment about last week's show.
Sure.
And that was, this show often gets called all kinds of horrible names. And this is in a CSA that
we
run.
We get called that?
The way we want it to be, a new confederation where the federalism was respected and all that other stuff, made up a red state America, there wouldn't be abortion. It'd be illegal.
Mm-hmm.
Any
You're
doctor
right.
that performed an abortion, and if Keith Alexander was a judge, He'd be shot before the week was out.
they call Keith the hanging judge.
and that's the thing. We shouldn't try to advocate our ideas based on those are what's best for minorities or whatever. But the truth is that if the South or was to secede, or the Midwest was to secede, and be run on, America was run on paleo conservative principles, it would be better for the black community than it is now.
Well, I have said that, and I've used the term "what's right for all Americans," what's right for everyone, and I think despite how we are caricatured as or to be in the media, what we want is natural, healthy. And it is what's right for everyone, including the minorities. And again, my family is my first and foremost priority, and their well-being is my most passionate interest. But I don't want ill will to befall anyone. And I think that, as Chris said, if our ideas across the board, you give us an issue, we'll give you our ideas. And I think our ideas are superior to the ideas on any given issue that are being ramrodded down our throats right now by the media and the government, Keith.
Let me say this. The line of demarcation has pretty well been set. It's red state versus blue state America. We don't want to lord it over blue state America. We don't want to make San Francisco conform to the ideas and the values of the American heartland, but then show us the same respect. San Francisco and Boston and New York shouldn't be trying, and Hollywood shouldn't be trying to remake us against our will either. That's what we all need to understand. If these people were truly tolerant, truly wanted to coexist, as their bumper stickers say, they would be supporters of secession. Let us go our way, you go your way. People that live in blue state America that think like us can migrate here. And people in red state America that think like people in San Francisco, Hollywood, and New York can move there. It's that simple.
Keith, and thanks for the call, Chris, and thanks for listening. Keith has brought in about a small forest worth of newspapers here. I don't know how many trees had to give their lives for Keith Saul here, but we've got the whole studio is just littered with newspapers. And so I'm saying that to tell you that Keith has a few things he wants to talk about before the end of the hour. But when we come back from this break, I'm going to spend 2 minutes telling you a staggering fact. Another story that you won't hear anywhere else in the mainstream media except on the Political Cesspool and Liberty News Radio Network. Did you know? And this, again, didn't come from some obscure website. This is reputable news sources, as reputable as it gets in Europe. 1 out of 4 Swedish women will be raped. 25% of the female population of Sweden is likely to be raped. And no small part is that not attributable to the Muslim immigration invasion. We're going to talk about that when we come back. Stay tuned.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. Your home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Are you worried about America? Do you fear the power of the Obama brigades to take away your rights? The Obama presidency is the most radical left-wing administration in American history. Our constitutional liberties are in danger. What can you do? Join the Council of Conservative Citizens. For over 20 years, the CFCC has fought for the rights and ideals of the European American majority. The CFCC has won legal and political battles to protect your heritage and your liberties. The CFCC advocates strong state governments over the power of Washington, D.C. to rule your life. The CFCC believes in an American first foreign and domestic policy which opposes globalism and one world government. The CFCC advocates racial integrity as God's natural order. Visit our website today at www.cofcc.org and join fellow European Americans in the fight for our people.
They don't cry. To get on the show and express your opinion in the political cesspool, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397.
Okay, so here's the story. Muslims have been a recurring theme tonight. They complain about Legos. They complain about Super Bowl commercials. But how about when they're raping 25% of the females in Sweden? And you know how beautiful the women are over there, Keith? I mean, that Scandinavian Viking stock. Well, thanks to a staggering rise of Muslim immigrants, sexual assaults have increased 500% in Sweden. And this is... It's enriching the community there. This is diversity, and Sweden's becoming more diverse. And this is just one of the elements of the enrichment that they are sustaining. But here's the story. Sweden has imported huge number of Muslim immigrants with catastrophic effect. Sweden, get this, this is staggering. Sweden now has the second highest number of rapes in the world. Can you guess what number one is, Keith? And you haven't read the story yet because it's not on the blog. What's the number? Sweden has more rapes than every country in the world except for one. Which one is it? Keith said United States. The answer is South Africa, and we know what's going on down there. South Africa, which at 53.2 per 100,000 is six times higher than the United States. But statistics now suggest that one out of every four Swedish women will be raped. That sounds too high to possibly be true, but it's saying that in Stockholm alone, five women are raped every day by Muslims. And just remember, though, you're a racist if you don't think this is a good thing.
Yeah, I have the feeling that in South Africa, being a white woman, rape is almost a daily occurrence. It sounds incredible, but you know, this is apparently, you know, they're going to breed us out of existence, even against our wills, apparently, is the message from this. But everything that we're seeing, you know, the stories that we've had tonight show us that we're under attack. We're under attack, and our way of life is under attack. And the left is not going to rest until, like Nikita Khrushchev said when he took off his shoe and pounded on the desk at the UN, they bury us. They are, you know, everything they do is, you know, damaging to our well-being, and they're going to try their best to put a stake in the heart of white Gentiles everywhere. And this is, you know, that sounds like an incredible claim to make, but it's, you know, we're the ones that find these stories. These are the stories that are suppressed. They're smothered in the cradle, as we said earlier in the show tonight, by the news media. They don't want this word to get out. That's an almost incredible thing that one out of four women in Sweden is going to be raped because of Muslim immigrants. Of course, you know, they would have you believe that the rapists are, you know, we're having some troglodyte white rednecks from Alabama, you know, right out of the cast of Deliverance, filtering their way into Sweden to cause this thing. But no, not at all. We know where the problems come from, and that's why you need to have a good immigration policy and a closed border policy, just like they have in the state of Israel, Jay.
Well, amen to that, Keith. And I'll tell you, in the meantime, you see this story. My heart goes out to the Swedish women because, again, I feel certainly much more of a connection with them than the beneficiaries of the philanthropy of our media and cultural and governmental elite. Just this last week, and this was on the blog as well, Leonardo DiCaprio, one of the biggest stars in Hollywood, he paid $200,000 to benefit people in Haiti. Now, and Sean Penn, Oprah, they all go down there. Haiti's like the cause du jour. They had a natural disaster, and they're so backwards. They're so backwards that they can't fix it themselves. They have to have Americans come down there and fix it for them. They killed all the French people in Haiti, and now when a natural disaster strikes, there's nothing they can do about it except wait for white people to come bail them out, which is all well and good if that's where you want to put your money, I guess. But How many people in Hollywood are going to give a dollar to help protect the women of Sweden from being raped by these animals?
Very good point, James. That's exactly what the problem is. And, you know, what's happening with Leonardo DiCaprio is unfortunately indicative of why there was a series of books a while back called Hollywood Babylon. Hollywood truly has been Babylon for a long time. And everybody that has any career prospects in Hollywood, either before the camera or behind the camera, has to be an over-the-top liberal, not just a card-carrying liberal, but an over-the-top liberal. So with animation and virtual reality, we're seeing more and more roles for living, breathing actors and actresses diminishing. They're not as many as there used to be back when they had the studio system. So consequently, there's a premium on being considered the most liberal person around. That's why people like Leonardo DiCaprio, one star in execrable movies like Django, become, you know, portrays the wimpy, effeminate man that you're supposed to all aspire to be in Titanic, or makes a winning bid to have a date, quote-unquote, with Bill Clinton, $200,000 to have a date. And, of course, the sexual connotation that the news media used on that wasn't accidental, folks. I know they actually want to have the gay community snickering under their sleeves about this. Now, why would Leonardo DiCaprio do this? Because he knows, one, he's a no-talent bum, two, he's a pervert, probably, and three, he wants to have his sinecure secured. He wants to be able to be this fabulously wealthy person who gets paid basically to do nothing except throw a mud pie into the face of middle America. This is why our ancestors used to have things like the Better Films Review Board here in Memphis. That is the only reason that Jewish power and influence in Hollywood was kept under check in the 30s and 40s. And when they finally swept those out, then the floodgates were open to all this perversity that we see emanating from Hollywood today.
All right, Keith, that being said, you've got all kinds of stuff here on the desk. And I know we got a caller. We're going to get to that in just a second also. But what do you want to cover out of your... I mean, where do we start? Folks, again, we've got to get this on. We got to get a camera in the studio. I wish you could see the load of stories that Keith has on the news desk here. Not one we've covered. And there's got to be 20 or 30 different articles here.
Well, James loves his blog roll, and with good reason. They have some good things there. But one thing that we have here is a story that I think is just, you know, indicia of what has happened in places like Memphis. This is from the Tuesday, January 22nd, 2013, Section B headline in the local news section of the Memphis Commercial Appeal, our daily fish wrap. And it is, Tent City Arises at MCS. MCS is Memphis City Schools, the headquarters for them on Avery Street. Parents line up for optional slots. The air is cold. The accommodation is not as comfortable as home for the most part. But parents who have been waiting outside the Memphis City Schools Administration Building night and day since Thursday can't think of a more convenient way to secure spots in the new Unified School District's Optional Schools Program. The program for high-achieving students, which for decades has been a magnet for families that might otherwise have abandoned public schools, has been providing a test of endurance and parental dedication over the past few days. Okay, and it goes on and on like that. This shows you the bitter fruit of the Brown versus Topeka Board of Education decision. They have absolutely wrecked the public school system. I am myself a product of the Memphis school system before busing came. When basically any public school that you attended in the city of Memphis was fine. I never attended any optional schools, but the ordinary schools I attended, you could learn physics in, you could learn calculus in, you could get prepared to go to a high-quality college or university and succeed, but no longer in the city of Memphis is that possible. There are about five schools that are decent that are not like throwing your child into the black hole of Calcutta, and conscientious parents are forced to endure days and nights in sub-freezing weather in order to try to get their children into one of those schools. It's a pathetic spectacle. It's something that you would expect out of Soviet Russia back in the days of Stalin, waiting in bread lines to try to get food for your family. An education, a free education at public expense, which used to be the birthright of every American, is now denied to all except the hardy few.
All right, we'll be back with more, much more, in fact, as the cesspool rolls on right after these words from our sponsors.
Don't go away. The Political Cesspool Guys will be back right after these messages.
We'll return. We'll return. We'll return. We'll return.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
Available now at newsstands everywhere. The Sovereign Newspaper. It is time for you to read the most daring underground publication. Spreading the word through print, it seeks to enlighten the free people to be knowledgeable with current, important events and take action in their own communities to stop the New World Order agenda of one world government. This publication is so rogue and extremely daring that establishment sources and critics rarely give approval of its content. Featured articles by concerned citizens, prominent whistleblowers, and credible authors. The Sovereign Newspaper is a monthly 32-page tabloid newspaper featuring incendiary content about current events in the age of Obama. The Sovereign Newspaper, available now at newsstands everywhere.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Jump in the political cesspool with James and the gang. Call us tonight at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
All right, we're back. We have Charles on the line. Charles, it's your dime, your dance for Keith Alexander, myself, and Eddie Miller in studio. What can we do for you, my friend? Charles, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you loud and clear.
Ah, great. Yeah, I was going to, Eddie had asked that I call in to discuss some stuff, but I wasn't sure if he was there yet, so I didn't know if you guys were ready to...
No, we're always ready, and Eddie is here. We're doing this on the fly tonight, and that's live radio. That's how we do it around here. But is there anything specifically you want to talk about? I know, Eddie, we had originally planned to have a guest on to talk about Sandy Hook, and we had to reschedule and rearrange that. And I believe that that's one of the topics you may be wanting to discuss this evening.
Yeah, we'd kind of talked about discussing that. So I haven't really heard anything new on it lately, and I think that's part of the problem with the whole situation is that we really haven't heard very much or been given very much data or information.
Well, the thing is, this is Keith, by the way, Charles. Let me just say this. This is being used as an excuse to attack the right of Americans guaranteed by the Constitution to keep and bear arms. And we're constantly hearing reports on the mainstream media that a majority of people in America, for example, are down with limiting the size of a ammunition clip or down with getting rid of certain types of semi-automatic weapons. And these people apparently have no conception of constitutional law and what it means to have a prescription in the U.S. Constitution. You know, the founding fathers would not they could not get the U.S. Constitution ratified without having 10 amendments called the Bill of Rights appended to the Constitution. And the second of those amendments was that the right to keep and bear arms of the citizens shall not be abridged or infringed upon. Now, they did this for a purpose. They did it because they did not want the right to keep and bear arms to be subject to the whimsy of the population or the vagaries of the political system. They didn't want 50% plus one vote to take away the right of the people to have arms. And they said arms, to keep and bear arms. They didn't say muskets. They didn't say hunting rifles. They didn't say, quite frankly, if they had bazookas, if they had fully automatic weapons that the government could use and bring to bear against the population, I'm sure they wanted the population to be able to have the same thing. In fact, the American Revolution began because the British government tried to seize the arms of colonists at Concord in Lexington. That's what set the whole revolution off. Right. So consequently, they were very aware of the need for the population to be armed to resist a tyrannical government. That's what they intended, and they put it in the Constitution so that the only way that you could change this was to have a constitutional amendment. Of course, once we started to get Jewish justices on the Supreme Court, like Felix Frankfurter in 1954 for the Brown decision, that's when suddenly constitutional law became this very arcane, obtuse, difficult, intellectually difficult area for people to deal with. Quite frankly, that's a bunch of baloney. The founding fathers intended the U.S. Constitution to be just like the Bible, so simple that even a child could understand it. You don't have to have a lot of intelligence. You don't have to be able to cite two cases to understand the Constitution. You just need to bring a common sense viewpoint to it based upon the intentions of the founding fathers. And doing that, none of this should even, you know, if they are, I haven't heard anybody on the left, anybody in the Democratic Party, anybody in the Rhino wing of the Republican Party proposed starting the mechanism to have a constitutional amendment to repeal the Second Amendment. They intend to shove this through because people are what Rush Limbaugh calls low information voters out there that have no idea that when the Constitution prohibits something, the only way to change it and to make it legitimate or to legitimize something that's prohibited or to prohibit something that's legitimated, like keeping and bearing arms, is to amend the Constitution. Look at Article 5 of the Constitution. That gives you the way that you amend the Constitution, and it's damned hard. and it was intended to be damned hard. And quite frankly, none of these cataclysmic changes that have plagued America over the past 60 or more years, starting with Brown versus Board of Education and the racial integration of public schools, forward to today, homosexual marriage and things like repealing the Second Amendment, were ever intended to be handled by the Supreme Court, the decision of 9 unelected justices. That's the most anti-democratic way of affecting social change, and it's the favored way of the left.
Yeah, I agree completely. I mean, the founding fathers had just broken away from a tyranny, so, and they seem to have some really key insights into human nature.
Well, they knew it,
and it just amazes me what, you know, that's like, you guys, are you here now seeing what's going on? Because it's, you know, it's like you'd think they just stepped out of history and came into modern America and just told what was going to happen, you know.
Well, you know, it's more than that, too. I've noticed that back in the 50s, like in 1954, the Brown decision, the Constitution was used to bludgeon average Americans into giving up common sense, and they told us we were required by the 14th Amendment to racially integrate the schools, when the obvious controlling precedent, Plessy versus Ferguson, said that you could satisfy the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment by having separate but equal facilities. But now that they're having to reap the harvest of their theory, which was there's an incorporation clause in the 14th Amendment that prohibits not just federal governmental action, which is what the original 10 amendments to the Constitution prohibited. It didn't prohibit state or local government from doing any of the things that were listed in the first 10 amendments to the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. Now that the Second Amendment in the Heller decision has been found to be controlled by the Incorporation Clause, and quite frankly, it's just up to constitutional conservatives to challenge state and local laws on gun control, that suddenly you're hearing from the Jewish left, and just read the bylines on all these articles and editorials that you'll be reading about this. There was something in the Occidental Observer where somebody said, my reflections on what P.L. Seidman said. Well, Mr. Seidman, I'll bet you a dollar to a donut hole, is a son of Israel. And he said, let's just dispense with the U.S. Constitution. Isn't it time we did away with the U.S. Constitution? They had no devotion to the Constitution at all. The left is totally without principle. And that's what we need to understand. They are like Vilfredo Pareto, the Italian 19th century socialist, said. He said, his famous quote is, when I am weak, I ask you for equality and justice because those are your principles. When I am strong, I deny equality and justice to you because those are my principles. That's what we're seeing. We're now seeing the other side of the coin from the left. The great constitutionalists are now the anti-constitutionalists when it comes to the Second Amendment, because the Second Amendment is so clear and so explicitly opposed to their designs on how to, quote-unquote, improve America.
Yeah, I read that article you mentioned, and I was I thought, well, you know, there's one real quick way you can get rid of the Constitution, and that would be to go somewhere else. You know, it's not the Constitution that's out of line. It's people like that, you know, that want to tear it down and,
well, unfortunately, the people in blue state America seem to be okay with abandoning the Constitution of our fathers. Red state America, on the other hand, is not. That's why secession was a good idea in 1861, and it's an even better idea today.
Yeah, I know they had some petitions up on the I don't know why they would petition the White House to secede, but I'd heard they.
Yeah, unfortunately, the White House said no, and I was shocked.
Yeah,
you know, that's what we have to do. We have to use their tactics against them. Their tactic is called critical theory, and they will continue to harangue the people in red state America until they succumb. We need to harangue them with equal vigor until they finally get tired of hearing us and let us go our merry way. And then they can be as liberal as they want, and we can be as conservative as we want.
Yeah, I'd heard they'd also uplifted the number of people that have to actually sign those petitions now.
They did.
In order to get an official response. It's like 100,000 now.
Yeah, it went up from 25,000 to 100K. It sure did. Well, my friend, thanks so much for the call. It's been our honor and pleasure to speak with you. We're coming up on the end of the hour break, but we'll be back with more on the political cesspool right after this. Stay tuned, everybody.
All the rising sun.